Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 724. Showers moving out, sun coming in a little later, and a high of 80 degrees today. Should be really nice. So the story that you've probably heard about that make you shake your head, New York Supreme Court orders eviction of 30-year-old man from his parents' home. A 30-year-old had to be evicted from his own parents' home, his childhood, the one he grew up in Syracuse, because he wouldn't leave.
That's great.
How... You have no pride. None whatsoever, this guy.
Listen, there are plenty of people who are that age who just can't afford to move out.
Well, this guy can't afford to move out is what he says.
He said he can or he can't?
Can't. He wasn't paying rent, but his argument in court was, listen, I also don't have them give me food and do my laundry.
In court.
That was his argument.
In court. Right.
So his parents...
had to go to court.
I would have crumbled from the embarrassment of having to go to court with him.
Here's the question. I mean, in order to go to court, did he have an attorney? Because I'm guessing...
He was his own attorney.
Oh, Jesus.
The
parents, this is a triple loss for the parents. Number one, yes. You raised a douchebag.
And they have a certain percentage of responsibility
for this kid.
Why does he think that this is okay to be there? And when they ask him to leave, not leave. They took weeks and weeks of telling him, giving him letters, official notices. Their lawyer advised him to do this. Saying you got to get out by this day.
Here's simple.
What you should do.
I'll tell you why.
Oh, my God.
No dodgeball. That kid got hit in the face with dodgeball, there would be a survival instinct that would kick in. Very simple. You play dodgeball, survival instincts kick in, right? You're just trying to stay alive and not get hit in the face. If this kid would have been able to play dodgeball, he would have had some sort of survival instincts and figured out, you know what? I think I could make it out on my own.
Mm. The parents even went so far, they gave him suggestions. His mother, in one of the notes, said, sell the things you have that have any value, your stereo, some tools. This is back in February.
Why should he do that when he can just stay home?
Mm. This is especially true for any weapons you may have. You need the money and will have no place for the stuff. Like, they're really, like, stating the obvious to the guy. You have no money. Well, sell the junk you have, the money, and move on and get a job.
Was he trying to shake his parents down for money to move out?
No, I didn't see anything saying that he was trying to do that. He just wanted status quo. He wanted to stay living in the house and really not do much. He apparently just sits around. He doesn't. Like she was even told him about going to get a job in one of these things. Like, you're 30. You should go get a job. You have no money.
I would say this. 631, and I normally don't do this, 631-955-WBAB. I would say by the time we come back from commercials, we have a full phone bank of people who know someone who has kids still living at in the house past 30. I guarantee it. I know two friends off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I'm 46.
In their parents' house? They're
49.
They've never moved out?
Two of them.
Never moved out?
Nope.
Not once?
Nope.
See, I only know one.
Nope. One of them was your brother, wasn't it?
No. No, he was always out. No, it's a buddy of mine who's 40.
Well, there's three lines.
Yeah, and lives in his parents' house.
Five and full.
And he has no plans of leaving.
Just like that.
I don't even bring it up. 631-955-WBAB.
Any grand.
If you'd like to give us the story. It's incredible to me. 727.
We didn't even make it to traffic. Never mind Linder. Commercials.
Right? Go ahead, Ted.
Your BAV Browns Jeep headquarters in Patchogue, Long Island traffic. This morning on the roads, we've got our normal
LT models. That's in addition to most other offers. Visit ChevyOffers.com. Not available with leasing some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 531-18. See dealer for details.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 731. We're just talking about that guy from Syracuse who was in the news heavily yesterday because he went to court at 30 years old. His parents took him to court to get him evicted from their house. His poor parents seeing him sitting there with no expression. Just a horrible situation. They had to evict him, and the judge ruled in their favor. He's now being evicted, and he's got to get out ASAP. He wanted 6 months. Good morning, BAB. Do you have a worse story than a 30-year-old who won't leave home? Go ahead.
Her mom and dad have her brother, who's also in his 50s, living there with them.
Oh, boy.
My wife's son, his fiance, their kid, my wife's daughter, and her kid, and my wife's brother's son, all living in the house together.
No, Jesus Christ.
That's even hard to follow.
Did the 50-year-old did the 50-year-old son ever leave? Or did he get divorced, lose everything, and have no choice? Because that I've heard of.
Yeah, he got divorced about, 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, wow. Still hasn't bounced back, huh?
He does own a house, though.
He what?
But, yeah, he owns a house, and I guess he's, I don't know if he's renting it or whatever, but...
he lives with his parents.
They're living there, and she claims it's because, you know, well, that's what Italians do.
She's not wrong.
Everybody's living in the house together.
My friend's Italian too.
Yeah, she's not wrong.
Hey, thanks.
Take care, dude.
What maybe, the hell is going on?
Maybe it does lean that way. And there's a familial thing where people are, and it's maybe an Italian thing. I don't think it's exclusive.
Because no, the two guys I have living at home that are 49, both Irish.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. My buddy's Italian who's home still. Him and his brother. I don't get it.
Food's good.
That's very true.
You know?
631-955-WBAB.
They move out on their own. Lasagna's going to cost them $14.95. At home, it's free.
You got to let me know. Should I stay?
JP, it's 742. Cloudy now, showers here and there, and then sun later on today. High of 80. It'll turn out to be a nice day. Up in Syracuse, a 30-year-old guy wouldn't move out of his parents' house. So over a couple of months, they sent him a bunch of letters, even though he lived downstairs. But on the advice of their lawyer, telling him he had to leave, even giving him advice on to sell stuff in order to get cash. But he decided to stay. They took him to court, and they won yesterday. The judge evicted him from their home. So he's got to get out. Here's the news story. And you can hear this guy, Michael, who's 30 years old, living in his parents' house, talking about how he represented himself in court and what his arguments were. Here's the story.
Representing himself, Michael Rotondo made his case to State Supreme Court Justice Donald Greenwood, while mom and dad looked on.
I'm not a burden to them in the home. They don't provide laundry or food.
Despite getting 5 written notices from his parents dating back to February, Rotondo insists he should have been given 6 months notice to move out.
I just wanted, you know, a reasonable amount of time to vacate with consideration of the fact that I was not really prepared to support myself at the time where I was served these notices.
He says he has a job, but wouldn't answer any questions about the line of work he's in. During the proceeding, the judge applauded Rotondo's legal research, but presented him with a similar case, which proves he's not eligible for a required 6 months notice to leave. A ruling Rotondo called outrageous.
I don't see why the judge wants to throw people on the street.
Rotondo's parents and their attorney had no comment leaving court, but we did get some insight into the dynamic under their roof.
Well, we don't talk, we see how it goes away. There's been no instances of anything.
Man,
how do you live like that?
The judge should have then turned around to the parents. I'm going to be honest with you. The judge should have turned around to the parents and said, listen, I'm going to grant you your wishes, and I'm going to throw this kid out, but it's on you for raising an a-hole.
That is true.
You did it.
They get a percentage of what this kid is, this guy is.
Here's the thing. It was just as he was talking, I'm thinking to myself, there are a lot of people listening to the show right now who are harboring 30-year-olds in their house.
That is not untrue.
And I hope that you are at least thinking about it. Say, you know what? Fight it. It's time.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
Right. Like, go home and have that uncomfortable talk and be like, okay, it's time for a game plan. You're 30. You're 30. You know, if you lost... if you lost a job or whatever it is. I mean, there's leaving, losing jobs, and coming back. Mm. You know, there's leaving, getting a divorce, losing everything, needing time to get back on your feet again. Totally understand it. But if it's been a steady run.
That's right.
From
like
birth,
this guy.
From birth to 30. At some point, parents, you got to go home and look at that kid and be like, put a boot in his ass or her ass.
Go get a roommate so you can afford the rent.
Yeah.
Basement apartment. I don't care what you do, but not in my house.
Right. Bye.
Just move. Forward motion.
Mommy and daddy want to have sex in the kitchen again.
You can see the whole thing.
We can't do that with you here.
See the video. I watched the whole story is right on the BAB Facebook page, 102.3 WBAB on Facebook. You can see Michael and his poor parents. But I don't know. I give him like 30% of the parental responsibility on this kid being like this. The rest is up to me. He's a grown man at 30. See the whole story right there. 746 Ted Ezra Rhodes.
Your BAB Browns Chief Headquarters in Patchogue, Long Island. Traffic on the LIE westbound. Lots of traffic into Vets Highway. Down through to the SAG and into Deer Park Avenue. Heavy again westbound into the Seaf.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 757. Yeah, the story from Syracuse, the 30-year-old guy wouldn't move out of his parents' house. They sued him in court and won, and now he's being evicted for just being a slug, hanging out in their house all the time. Final call. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hey, would you guys like some meatloaf? Mom, the meatloaf!
Now!
Now, the meatloaf!
You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
I need... Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf! Ma, the meatloaf!
What movie was that again?
Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers.
The meatloaf scene. Probably my favorite Will Ferrell scene ever. Oh my God, what a great character. Living at home in the robe. I mean, he's that guy that we were just talking about. 758.
What is she doing? I never know what she's doing.
You love that character, right? Isn't he great?
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Coming up at 8:15, the top 10 list, where you guess what's on the top 10 try to win the bounty prize.
I've heard you imitate a million people, most of the time just useless nonsense. I don't think I've ever heard you do a movie quote, ever. In all these years.
When I find a movie that I love, I can watch it like 500 times.
No way. I am so surprised.
That's one of them.
Wedding Crashers, really?
Yeah. I never thought that I would, love it as much. That one, in recent, The Wolf of Wall Street, I've been watching a lot. I love that movie.
There's great sex in that movie.
I never thought I would love that movie as much as it's a great movie.
Great movie. Did you ever see Old School?
That I've never seen.
Oh, you got to do that. You'll be all in.
All right, here's Ted with the Rose.
You're my boy, Blue!
Your BAB Browns Chief Headquarters in Patchogue, Long Island traffic. Right now, we've got a new accident on the southern.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.